House and Senate Finance Committees have begun their overviews of the budgets Governor Parnell introduced last month, and the Legislative Finance Director warned the Senate Finance Committee this week that lawmakers should consider including some appropriations in the final budget that were absent from the governor's plan. KMBA's Jacqueline Estes reports.
One of the state's biggest unfunded obligations is to the state retirement benefit system. The state has some catching up to do in that area due to investment losses and to errors made by a consulting firm that projected lower future costs. Speaking to the Senate Finance Committee, legislative finance analyst David Teal says the state is paying into the system, but not enough. He says if it continues its present course, the state ultimately would be paying as much into the retirement system as it now puts into schools.
Where we are now is just over $600 million in state aid to retirement systems. That quickly goes to $800 million and then right on up to nearly $1.2 billion per year. That's as much as you're spending on K-12.
Teal says the state retirement benefit system is due about $11 billion, and the state would benefit if it paid off a chunk of that now.
The amount of savings in the future that would give you are roughly $400 million a year, or looking at it slightly longer term, with an upfront contribution of $2 billion, the savings amount to almost $5 billion. And, of course, that's only through 2025. That savings continues, as this chart shows. It goes way beyond 2025. So the payoff is substantial.
In addition to paying down the retirement benefit system debt, Teal says the state should look at reducing state agency operating costs, which he says have been growing at an average of 7.8% per year. He says the governor's proposed budget limits the growth of state agency costs to 3.3%, which Teal says will be hard to achieve. Reporting in Anchorage, I'm Jacqueline Estes.